Happy Monday. Welcome to yet another episode of Innovation Odyssey. Today I have with me in Barcelona, the man with the green glasses. His name is Mario Palladini. He's the founder at Club Globals. Welcome.
Hey, Ren, it's an honor to have you also on board in your lovely podcast. Thanks for the invitation.
Yes, I'm very happy to have fantastic speakers talk about their entrepreneurial journeys. It's a great start for me for a Monday morning.
Very inspirational, good power energy.
Exactly. So I like to start with the 30-second elevator pitch of the guest. Who are you and what do you do?
Well, as you mentioned, founder and CEO from Club Globals, a global network for tech entrepreneurs that we started more than 12 years ago in Berlin. We are passionate about empowering the global entrepreneurs with the right knowledge, with the right resources, and the right network so they can grow and expand, so they can follow their dreams. So how are we doing this? Basically, we are just have a platform so they can have their profiles, match make them with their relevant partners, investors, potential customers, everything they need to expand their business. And we do regular events, from annual events, festivals, also very small event. And we partner with major tech conference where we got the honor to meet last month, actually, or this month already in Malta, where we were pitching at the bus. So we do these kind of experiences to bring them together, basically accelerate their growth.
Okay. And why did you start this?
I'm always believe I've been like founding companies since the early beginnings. From high school, actually, I was the president for, I don't know if you know, the Junior Achievement Organization. I was the president of the, I had like 30s, they were my colleagues, actually. We founded a company with my colleagues and we did a festival as well, actually. And we got the first prize for the most profitable, highest return of investment company. I start liking the idea of like, building ventures and bringing people together to go to our common purpose to create impact. So I always loved technology. So I was also, I started my professional career in tech, being a consultant in technology. Then we come on the sales, business development. And I was working for Oracle in Germany. And helping the EMEA market to how to expand the technology. And I was always like this social aspect that I have, like bringing people together. I become the ambassador of the world's largest social network in Berlin. I was doing monthly events for hundreds of people for different nations, like diversity. And they were all asking me the same question right now. Hey, Mario, like, you know, so many people, can you help me to find a tax advisor, a lawyer, a bank account? And I was like connecting random people from all over the world till 2 o'clock in the morning one day. I realized, I mean, why are you doing this? You're not getting paid for all this like introduction and connections. Like, and I decided just to leave my corporate life and just fully get into supporting the global tech entrepreneurs, the expatpreneurs, we call them as well, and help them to make their life easier. Basically, this is challenging, you know, with yourself. It's challenging to come to another country and start your own business, get a network to support you. So we want to make a little soft landing for all this because we're so eager and so angry, the expats, and they want to grow and want to make things happen. And so why don't we come together and we put strengths together and make that accelerate this process and make it easier for everybody. So, yeah, then I was just being in this network of getting a lot of people coming to Berlin at that time. Then I founded a Rotary Club, the first English Rotary Club. I don't know if you know Rotary International. It's a social organization, more than 100 years. And I got to meet really nice people in Berlin that were well connected and they were very supportive. They speak English. So at the beginning, I was just connecting from this network with Rotary International, helping them to matchmake. And then when I decided just to leave Oracle, the corporate, and I decided just to found Club Globals. And that's how we started, actually. We started with the club, inviting people to events. We do regular events for matchmaking. And that's the story. I mean, and that's how the glasses started. I have to tell you the story,
yes,
the glasses people.
Yeah.
Like, why you wear those wear glasses without lenses, basically? When we were building the platform, actually, I took my team to the 3D movies And I told him, guys, I will keep these black frames, you know, the ones you get in the 3D movies. So I take the glass. I'll keep these frames as long as you don't, until you finish the platform, the online platform. It's like, you know, wear the stupid glasses. Come on. Like, yeah. And I was going to different events, networking like crazy. I love. And people coming to me, Mario, you don't have glasses. Like, why? No, this is the global vision. We're helping the global entrepreneurs with their business. And okay. And this got me into like crazy places, like being a speaker. The only picture in the Irish Times in the Web Simon was me with the glasses. So I say, wow.
You're perfect.
I mean, these 1 euro glasses was a huge return of investment. So I decided when the platform was ready to keep the glasses, but change the color based on the next milestone. So then I was wearing the white glasses until the first customer. So I was very eager, like going to it. And people start helping you, Reno. It's like amazing. Like when you have something in your in your face, it's like in network, we call it a what is it? That could be a pin, could be a hat, could be a glasses. So it's a what? It's like make you stand out.
Yeah.
You know? So people come to, it's an icebreaker as well, because
absolutely,
help people to come to you as like, why are you wearing these lovely red glasses, Reno?
I know.
So basically, like, then we got like Deutsche Bank, and remember our first customer. So a very big one actually to start. And then the next one was the red glasses like yours. Mm-hmm. I was looking the first investor. So, and that's it. That's it. We're changing the color based on the color of the glasses. And now we're green, sustainable growth. So we want to make an impact as well. So try to help companies and try to grow organically. You know? So we have a nice challenge, you can imagine, with a networking organization after COVID. So we need to reinvent ourselves. Myself, private person, I just came over directly to Barcelona, follow the sun, and restarting here the old engines. And we're super happy, actually. We're very happy with coming together. I think it's a very welcoming ecosystem here, and it's growing fast. So, yeah, excited what is coming.
How many of you are part of the founding team? Or is it just you?
No, we are two founders. Nico is helping. He's also very creative and also very experienced in putting together majors. You met Nico as well on the bus. He's very good in operations, creativity, coming with different products. So it's great to have somebody on your side and can support you, because it's tough to do everything, you know. You need to have someone you can trust and you can light on, yeah.
Yes. And how many members do you have?
So we have it's huge. We mean like 12 years networking. So we have a database of more than 50,000 contacts. And we invite them to different events and different activities depend of the, something makes sense, no? So right now we finish the Global Sales Tech Festival that we organized it the 25th of February with more than 500 attendees, 54 speakers, more than 50 partners, 34 sessions. It was really intense, actually. And that's what we're doing now. We're doing a tour until the next year. We're planning to double again the numbers. We have more than 1,000 attendees and so on. Now we are doing a tour. We started in Malta when we met, actually. The 5th of June, we are going to Berlin because the Tech Open Air is celebrating the 10 years anniversary. So we're going to be there also with we're deciding it's going to be a boat tour. It's going to be a bus tour. So we're deciding what's going to be the details. But then we're ending the social hub in Berlin. We're going to have some welcome drinks, some networking. Depends where we go, and it's where we invite our community, basically. And we always inviting new entrepreneurs to help and join and accelerate the experience, huh?
Do you have a footprint in Switzerland?
Switzerland is very interesting. There are so many expats and also getting into the entrepreneurs. We have many friends, many members, but we haven't been going actually to Switzerland, to be honest. We will be actually, I mean, our tour, we're going to be in Davos.
Mm-hmm.
We will be let me confirm exactly the date. We'll have in Davos, we are the 19th of January. We'll do some activities in Davos for the World Economic Forums. We'll be around inviting our members. Yeah. So, Tim.
I've been more active in the US scene, walked around Switzerland a lot, but I've never seen you. So like when I was in Malta, I was like, I live in a different universe. These people are so much fun. And it's such an immediate icebreaker, right? you don't. It's and I re- sometimes yeah. I really think the Switzerland needs that.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. I saw it also in Berlin, and I will be in Munich. Will be on the 28th because of the pizza and bread sale. So I think we need this vibe of connectors of bringing people together. And sometimes we need to admit that we are more people. My consumers are more people oriented. I mean, the Nordics are more task oriented. But I think when we get the best of the two blends, magic things can happen, you know. So that's why I love so much diversity. I think there's a booster of innovation when you give people the different backgrounds on, and expats are helping a lot on that. That's why we are really supportive of the global entrepreneurs to come together to network so they get different vibes from different ecosystems so we can come together and build something greater with more impact.
Do you have any, like, you have lots of success stories, but is there something that really sticks out?
Well, the success stories or the fail or the fuck ups, which one you want? Because I have all of them.
No, like someone, you know, someone connected, you connected, came and said, oh, because we met here, we did this, 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 and this, you know, that whole.
Look, I've been networking. I mean, I get gas pumps every time I connect someone that is magic. I have the Reno, I have from child, from couples, from friends forever, from business, corporation, like major unicorns coming together. Because building a campaign together, for example, I don't know, there was in Berlin, there was the car sharing company, one of the largest car sharing company, and one of they were dressing you, dressing gentlemen, actually. They were sending you a package with a package, and they met together in an event, and then they did a campaign that you will have a coupon in the car, but usually targeting people driving those cars, so you have a coupon or a discount and you get matched. So these kind of things like we love to see that coming, all investors, of course. No, we have many experience. So the last one, we sent one of our startup because we have an accelerator as well. So for companies who cannot afford the membership or they cannot have the resources to have a stand in our festivals, we, the ones we believe that can create an impact in the future, we are really supportive there because we know we've been there, We know sometimes when you start, you don't have the whole resources. So, but we feel the passion of these entrepreneurs and eager to change something. So we acknowledge that and we give them the spice in our accelerator. And we sent one of our startups it's a mobility company, and his dream was like going to Dubai Airshow Mobility, and we sent him there. We got him tickets, and we made introductions with our network there in Dubai, with investors, and it was an experience, life-changing experience for him. He wrote an article for us then in the blog post. So this, So those are the stories we love to see. Actually, I love to see more. How we can help people excel, no?
Yes. Oh, yes. And I love it because entrepreneurs, they speak from one Bible. Wherever you go, and if you don't speak from that, you know, I'm sorry, then you're not an entrepreneur, right? It's so it's so easy to connect and then to like talk to people. I love it. And do you have plans to go to Middle East?
Look, I mean, I had the honor actually to launch the Innovation Attraction Program with His Highness in Dubai. We did press the red button, fireworks, and that was a nice experience, but also a big fact that I have to admit. I'll tell you the story. Don't tell anybody, okay? No. Don't publish it in the internet right now.
No, not at all.
So what happened actually... So I talked with the organizers if I can share the glasses to His Highness. He's the ruler, he's the owner of Emirates. He's like the person. and it's a great idea. I mean, the regions want to, they're focused, they're moving towards innovation. You have these innovation vibes, this energy. Yeah, this is a great idea. So what happened? I was on stage and then I welcome designers to launch the innovation attraction program in Dubai. And then I see there's not only he coming on stage, but it was like two more coming on stage. I was like, uh-oh, I only have one pair of glasses. So then I give the glasses to the client about what happened. The main organizer, he's the invited owner of guest, the guest invited, and the one who organized was next to him, and the one who like will finance everything was next to him. So like he tried to pass the glasses to the other because he didn't feel like I'm the invited owner, but I'm not the responsible. So it was like a 5 day on stage with the glasses, the 1 euro glasses. And they decided to turn off all the videos and cameras. I apologize. I was a misunderstanding for the organization. I thought it was all coming only one. But yeah, at the end, but the region I see also Dubai is investing a lot with these programs to attract innovation. They're partnering with major innovation platforms as well. And yeah, we're always in contact with them. And when we can, we go there as well to their events.
Okay.
And also attract the ecosystem. Yeah.
So someone who has investor aspirations like me, how can you help me beyond things like the pitch bus and the a pitch boat? Do you have a formal plan? Is it going to be through the accelerator?
Yeah, exactly. So when you become a member, you get invitation to events. Also, I'll share with you here on the chat as well. So we have plans I mentioned Berlin the 5th of June. Then we're going to be in Granada for the Alhambra Ventures the 11th of July. Beautiful city as well. Then we'll be in Munich for the Pizza and Bretzel 28th of September. And then we're coming back to Madrid, the October 17th, where it's a cloud event, huge in Europe. And then we're going to the Web Summit. So we're going to be the 11th of November for Lisbon. So we're going to be there organizing some activities. And now we're closing before our big Global Sales Tech Festival in Barcelona, the 2nd of March. We're going to be in Davos for the World Economic Forum, the 19th of January. So these are the events. You can go to gstfestival.com and then you see all the details of the tour, and you can pre-register to the tour as well. And that's the best way to be part of it. Yeah.
Okay. And then if I have, let's say I meet a startup that I like, then can I, if let's say I don't get to follow up during the evening for multiple reasons, then...
Yeah, exactly. Too many.
Too many. Too good. How can I do that? What do I do?
Yeah, well, that's the idea of our platform, basically. So usually we invite the startups to join us as members of the organization. If they need extra support, we invite them to Accelerator. And then we do the matchmaking. I mean, that's the idea. No? We invite also investors. And we get a lot of these questions, like, can you help me, like, filter, cut through the noise? I'm looking to invest in mobility or in climate tech, or you name it, fintech, deep tech. And then we have a database that we have categorized all the different founders of different, and we did innovations. And we partner also with one of the top 20 best VCs on data. And you loved it because I know you love data. and we partner with one of the top 20 VC in the world for data analytics. They develop an amazing software that can really deep. They have analyzed millions of startups, from the economics up to the founders, schools, and friends, like,
wow.
And they get a ranking, all of this.
Yeah.
So we partner with them so we get more inside data and information, what is the best hotspots and trends to invest as well.
Okay. I would certainly look into that because I think that, at least for InsurTech, it's so focused. You know, it's not something that everyone can do. I also like... what I like is actually second or third time founders getting into InsurTech.
They got burned.
Yeah.
They're still alive.
Exactly. But then you have to be burned. Otherwise, it's not.
It's a roller coaster right now. It's a roller coaster.
Forever. So, okay. So I will certainly take a look into that. That's interesting that you have that kind of a database, which goes into so much of depth. Because actually, what was interesting, I was talking to someone saying in an InsurTech, there is actually no data around companies up to Series B. it's all just word of mouth, you know, you know someone, you know someone, which is good if you have an in to the network, but if not, you're blind.
Rule of thumb.
Oh my God, yes, the rule of thumb that holds everywhere, anywhere. So
yeah, we also have partners of other insured ecosystem, insured ecosystems, that we know the founders, the organizers, so we can also piggyback on them. Every time that somebody's coming, we're very specific. It's really focused on insurtech. So it's like, okay, these are the startup we consider. And as an add-on, you should talk with the founder of this insurtech organization, consider joining, or consider like joining one of their events. So we will do those kind of like a door opening as well.
Okay. Oh, this is fantastic. Fantastic. You came at the right time, I think.
Very welcome.
Going back a bit to your personal history, you said you moved from Germany to Barcelona, right?
Exactly, from Berlin to Barcelona, indeed.
And you were always in Berlin?
No. I was working in also in San Fran. I was working with a global partner from Oracle. I was born in Argentina, actually.
Oh, my God.
So I'm 100% Argentina made.
Tango?
Indeed.
Tango?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm a tango. I've been practicing several times. I know the basics, but I wouldn't consider tango dancer. I'm more Latin dancer. I used to be a salsa teacher. Don't publish this in the internet, Ryan, please. No, salsa teacher. I used to be salsa teacher in university, actually, because I was studying the AW degree. And what happened is it was the crisis in Argentina. My parents couldn't send me more money and send me, okay, sorry, the bands got our money. Do you have the ticket back? Fly back. It's like, what? No, I want to graduate here in Germany. Yeah, sorry, there's no more money. We cannot send you. Okay. And I become a salsa dancer in Germany. I have 30 students. It was DJ. I was like doing everything, actually. That was a fun story. But I survived. I mean, I think that's one thing that whatever doesn't kill you, make you stronger. I think that's one of the examples in early stage. It was not easy. And yeah, just find your way. There's no other option.
Do you miss Argentina?
Yeah, I'm like my friends are there, family's there. I try to go almost every year.
But for you now, Barcelona is home.
Yeah, Barcelona is, well, there are many Argentinians here, actually. The largest minority are Italians, but I think they're the Italians like me. I'm Argentina with Italian passport.
No confusion.
Yeah, it's, I think it's a good compromise. I think it's like Barcelona is like very Latin, and sunny, and you have many Argentinians. I can still have my barbecues, asados, and so on. And I'm still in Europe, and in 2 hours, I'm flying to Berlin, flying to a different country, you know, so it's a good compromise to be in the middle.
Do you think that living in different countries has helped, even spurred your entrepreneurial journey?
Yeah. That's a great question, Ren. I mean, I would totally recommend everyone, if they have the chance, even if they don't have means, sometimes, I don't have the money, just go and do a work and travel, find your way, you know. There are many options to just open your mind and get in touch. It's a lifetime experience. I mean, I got the honor to have that degree in the US, and that's high school. So I studied there, and I learned so many things that it was like a given for me and really hit me and opened my mind and become more tolerant, more open. And I understand many more things. So, and also language. I mean, English is the connecting language. So many people speak English. So you need to like be able to speak another language, you know. I know it's tough, for example, in countries like Argentina, that like with Spanish, you can drive thousands of kilometers. You can go all Americas actually speaking Spanish, and Brazil a little Portuñol, and in US you do Spanglish, and all the southern countries, they still speak Spanish there as well. So you can deal away without English with Spanish actually. So, but in Europe, that's the amazing thing. You do like 90 kilometers, you need to speak another language. You know? So that's why you're so good in languages. And, you know, in Switzerland, you know more than me. So, yeah. But I think that having a common language that supports us and connects us is important. Maybe in the future, it's going to be artificial intelligence that will help us with connect with the languages. But I think the experience of feeling how the other people live, putting the other people's shoes, I don't think artificial intelligence, at least it will take a while until that happens.
Yes, that's my hope too. I wouldn't There is just no way that trip on the party bus can replace anything.
Exactly. Not even metaverse, no artificial intelligence. Have you felt the energy of that bus?
Yes, I know, it was amazing.
Yeah, also we got a lot of good feedback. That's why we're planning to institutionalize this pitch at the bus. The energy of putting 50 entrepreneurs in a bus is like volcan. So it's, and it's helping actually, especially with big conferences like Web Summit, for example. It's huge. That we got the feedback from our last festival here in the Global Sales Tech Festival. We have 500 people. And then the next day was the MWC, the former Mobile Congress, hosting 100,000 tech leaders coming to Barcelona. And you can imagine the impact you can get when you go to a pre-event that you can really connect with 500 people, or this, not 500, but this, that, let's say 20, 40, 50 people at the event. Then you enter the big event with another leverage. Because they will, hey, Reno, I met this stand here, I met this person, you should definitely talk with him, you guys need to meet, and your experience leverage so much. So I did recommend, I mean, we're doing it, but I always recommend try these side events. I think with the magic is happening as well.
I ask my guests a question, which is, are you an entrepreneur or an innovator? The definition is up to you. You can say what you want.
That's a good question, actually. I'm thinking like I'm always trying to innovate how to do things different, because I see the potential of perfection, or how to improve, not perfection, but this improve, make a better quality life, for make the life easier for some other person. So I do myself as an innovator, trying to find out different ways to do better. But on the other side, I see entrepreneur, because I'm pretty good with very low resources making magic, you know, and I see that's what kind of resources, like if you don't have, sometimes, yeah, I cannot hire the right people because I don't have the budget and the money. Yeah, if you don't have money, you need inspiration, you know, so so you need to work your way around. So there is no as an answer. Entrepreneurs, they don't know, see an answer. So that's what I see myself, the entrepreneur part, but the innovator I see when I'm trying to like, find way to make things better, actually, and improve them, to make the life easier for other people. And that's what we did, actually, with our last tech ventures. We developed, so we've been welcoming many internationals coming to Berlin, and we saw the number one pain was filling up the city registration formula. That was it's a mandatory bureaucratic process you have to do in German, that you need to fulfill a paper, and then you have to send it to the city hall, and then somebody will data entry that information, and there's like a complete broken process in the 20th century. So I said, why is this happening? And we developed it's called Airelo, from Artificial Intelligent Relocation Assistant, that basically at the beginning was a multiple language chatbot assistant that you will chat in Spanish or in English or in French, and then you will get the formula fulfilled in German in your inbox. And you can even do like in a secure way, picture your passport, will take the machine readable zone and well to fulfill the formula for you. And you can do it from anywhere. You can be sitting here, take a time, and you stand. And even for the government, and that's the challenge that we had actually. So we got selected for McKinsey for one of their selected startups, because they got the digitalization project for the government. So we were there inside. Was getting momentum, the product was ready and was getting momentum. Then COVID came and yeah, complete hold on of everything. But the product is there, it's on hold. I wish that the thing you need to prioritize, that's why we wear the glasses. And now our priority is the global entrepreneurs with the festival, support and help to sell more. That's why we do the Global Sales Tech Fair. We see that after COVID, there were not many investments done. So companies really need to focus on sales. They need to get the locomotive running. They need to close business. You cannot count on now an investor's money. That's why we really saw the niche there, how we can help these entrepreneurs to sell more, connecting with the right tools, the right partners, the right ecosystem, so they can sell more and expand and grow. But the Airelo project was put on hold. But it was really actually a very innovative way how to crack bureaucracy, actually, with the latest technology in the market. It was chatbots at the moment. So always looking at what are the latest tool in the market. Okay, nice technology. How can I apply in a real problem? That's something the way we are going around entrepreneurs to find a niche, a USP, a product, and then hopefully make it market fit and then expand.
On a closing note, what is your outlook for networking? And you just mentioned a bit of it. And where do you see Club Globals be in like 5 years? Maybe 5 years is too long out there, 2 years.
I always was passionate about how technology impact the connection of humans, basically. You know? And I have to change now here. So right now I'm wearing my smart glasses with cameras. And I think this is evolving so fast, Reno. Now I can like, and it's going to implement artificial intelligence to the glasses. You have visual recognition of different objects. So it's going to be, of course, facial recognition. So automatically by just being in front of you will tell me like, hey, the Reno is here. She's a passionate about entrepreneurship, insure tech. She's very data that automatically will give me all the information. And then will be visuals, matchmaking rankings, cloud of my profile with your profile. So already accelerate this process, you know? So we see the technology going there in that direction. It's very fascinating the things happening. We are following them and we're trying to implement in our club, in our members. So far, we're just doing using platforms to your profile and to events, directories, and so on. But we see accelerating this matchmaking in a more easy way. So you just connect, you know, it's automatically the given you guys put automatically sitting in the bus based on your matchmaking ranking and so on. So we see a lot of these things expanding. So we're growing here in Barcelona, in Berlin. We're planning to continue growing our network. We have many requests from different people that, hey, can we open Globals in San Francisco? Can we open Globals in Basel? Probably, you know, so probably having a network of global ambassadors, that could be something that we can consider as well. So to accelerate, because at the end, you need somebody on local on this side that can really measure the temperature. And you know, you mentioned it, like, yeah, this is a different vibe here. Yeah, this is a matter of adapting and then coming together once a year, and we can really share all these different way of doing things. So for better and more impactful purposes, huh?
Absolutely. That's such a great vision. You really just made my week.
All right. Then I'm happy for that.
Thank you very much for the lovely conversation.
It was a pleasure.
I have
hope to see you in the bus.
Yes, I will be on the bus in one of these places.
In one of these places. You have to pick now. Yeah. I'm happy to invite you also as a member. I think you're also a very good contributor as well. For the network, and we need more people like you supporting and sharing the putting the microphones of crazy people with glasses, without glasses, real lenses, so they can share the vision and support more the global entrepreneurs that they're very eager to do, but we just need more support, because sometimes it's very difficult.
Fantastic.